What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Real quick, I know we addressed Quinshon Judkins before. It's a very interesting case where he is now, charges are dropped, but they're clearly something happened. He is not signed. According to Adam Schefter, it seems that the Browns may wait until we get to what, Tone? We get to a critical mass of where it's the NFL decides to step in and make their investigation known?
Look, the Browns could. They just could sign him right now if they wanted to. I said earlier in the show, I do think they're now using this as leverage, you know, to get a better deal for them. I think, you know, it's unfortunate that any of this happened or we had to get to this spot, but let's be honest here. Like, now they are trying to get the best deal they can for the team. And he is a running back and he hasn't been there. And they got another running back that's getting carries. They got another running back that had another explosive run. So, you know, it works against Judkins completely. And there probably is going to be a suspension. You know, in the Bond situation, there, I don't think there will be now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I think there will be a suspension with Judkins because his situation is different. I think there is the thought that, all right, there was an altercation that happened here. He's saying it was self-defense.
Well, when you're suspended for these things, are you paid or not paid? Aren't you not paid for those suspensions?
Well, it depends. Like, when you go into the commissioner's exempt list, which is normally what happens when you're under contract, mm-hmm. and the league has decided, all right, we're going to be fair here. You are going to basically be suspended with pay, and then we'll litigate the process and look at it when it's all said and done. What's so weird here is that he just was the one guy that didn't sign. And I don't think we'd had a situation like this before in the NFL under their new way of doing things, a new CBA.
So let me ask you this. So if it becomes like I would imagine he wants something fully guaranteed, right? Do we go under that assumption?
I think that was where he was arguing before this all happened. I wonder if his ask has come down. I don't know.
But their want to give him something has come down even lower.
Well, and how many games is he going to play this year?
That's what I'm asking.
Plus, he's already behind the eight ball big time.
But that's why I'm asking you the question, because if it's guaranteed, does that roll into a signing bonus? Mm. Like, does his agent want to protect him no matter what? Hey, this was done. This is a done deal now. These charges were dropped. The NFL is going to have their say about it. There's going to be suspension, but we stand that we did nothing wrong, and that you're going to have to pay him no matter what.
It's all in play. I also wonder, and they got to be careful here, and he has to be careful as well. You don't want bad blood to start to be established all because of an agent negotiation with the team, and that does happen from time to time. And the fact is that he can't go out there right now and prove to them that, hey, I'm worth every penny. I'm a guy you can get behind, even if they believe his side of the story completely, right? Independent of the NFL investigation. I don't know. Maybe there's a polygraph involved here. Like, there was a polygraph involved for, I'd say, but I don't know. But, you know, the Browns, they basically punt this investigation to the league. And while that's still ongoing, how do the Browns feel about the whole situation? Did he tell them the truth from moment one? I don't know. I don't know what those discussions have been throughout all of this, but you do wonder at times, could there be a breach of trust or whatever? I don't know. There's a million.
Well, clearly, there's
a million things that could happen,
and it's even worse for the organization. Nothing against. It sounds like I'm rooting against him, but man, every single time Trevion Henderson makes a play, he had the kickoff return. He had the great play in camp the other day, 75 yards.
People are acting like they already messed up the pick, that they picked the wrong guy.
If he's not available, how can I say they got the pick right?
Right now, it looks bad.
Yeah.
It could look very different.
Real bad.
8 weeks from now, it could look totally different.
I certainly hope so, because if he's suspended for six games, eight games, 10 games, whatever it might be.
Yeah,
but
I don't think
good
be
God,
that
if he's suspended for 10 games, that's most of the season. What are you going to really get back?
I don't know. At this point,
I would like to say I don't know either. But remember,
Mike Hall was how many games?
But during Deshaun Watson's, it was five, but they ran it back with time. Sounds weird, but time already off. When it comes to Deshaun Watson, remember, he was out for 11 weeks, but there was a period of time he wasn't even allowed in the building.
Yeah.
So if you're not even allowing, if they might not even allow Quinshon Judkins in the building, that's more time that I have to wait. Like, that's why I'm looking at this year and I'm going, man, it's hard for me to say without knowing what the NFL is thinking. It's hard for me to call this anything other than a wash. So they better get together on something. But if you're the Browns, do I really want to get together with you on a deal where if your agent's playing hardball, we can't offer something fully guaranteed? I got to wait to see what the NFL does. I don't know if they care that much about optics. Doesn't seem to be.
Well, they have to sign him either way. They can't let him go unsigned this year.
No.
Or because they just lose.
They would lose out on him at that point.
And that would
they're not going to do that.
Being another disaster for him.
So it doesn't matter if they sign him before or after. From a fan standpoint.
I think it's always better to sign a guy before and get him in camp and get him going. But I imagine if he were... I mean, when Mike Hall was exempt, he was allowed to practice, wasn't he?
I believe so actual suspension came out.
I want to say he was allowed to practice.
And yeah, because there was a big problem about why was he in the building or not. Because
that one game he came in and he played like all four quarters.
Yeah.
He played most of that game, if not all of it. Yeah,
they knew he was out.
He played all of it. So I don't know what Quinshon Judkins is going to have to do. But it's like, man, it's just another knock, because if you don't have much of a running game, and again, you're going to need that running game. You're trying not to turn the ball over. So Joe Flacco, as strong as an arm as Joe has, I mean, Joe has a propensity to turn the ball over. He's not as accurate as he was when he was younger. That's why you got a chance to get him at 40 years old. He's a good football player, good leader. There's still a little bit of life left in the arm and a little bit of life left in the body. Not very much, but to get the best out of him, I need a running game. If I don't have a running game... Good luck.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.